The Noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that every dua contains at least one of the following three advantages. Number one, either his, the one who makes application, sin is forgiven. Or number two, he gets benefit. Or number three, he will get its reward in the afterlife. In the afterlife, when man sees the reward of his prayers that were not answered in the world, he would wish that none of his prayers would be answered in the world, and all would be stored for the afterlife. My dear viewers, did you see? Supplications are always beneficial. Therefore, one should not be lazy in making supplication, even if its effect does not appear in the world, as its reward will surely be given in the hereafter. Now, let's go through some money perks of dua. Number one, by making dua, one fulfills the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, as He Azza wa Jal has commanded us to make dua. Therefore, the Holy Quran says, "Udu'uni astajib lakum." Translation comes with Iman, pray to me, I shall answer your prayer. Number two, making dua is a sunnah, because the Prophet Ar-Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, often used to make dua. Therefore, making dua leads us to practicing a sunnah. Number three, making dua is obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as well, because he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would advise his devotees to make dua. Number four, by making dua, one enters the fold of worshippers, because dua is a form of worship. It has even been regarded as the essence of worship. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." Translation, dua. Supplication is the very essence of worship. Number five, dua entitles one either to the forgiveness of his sins or ease of difficulty in the world or acquisition of reward in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to continuously make dua time and time again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the sunnah of Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.